Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back to the Grilling Guys. We are live and local. We moved the Spartan Studios to Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue Shop at 77 Bridge in downtown beautiful Saranac. If you're not familiar with Saranac, put it on your GPS. If you're headed over to East Lansing to do the Michigan State game, you need to blow through here. It's just off the, off the Clarksville exit. And come on up, get some pasties and some of this wonderful barbecue they've got here, because I tell you what, it will enhance your tailgate.
Yeah, you could take some pasties to a tailgate. We didn't put that on the list.
Nope.
I'm just about done with this one, and it is phenomenal. So let's talk a little bit about pasties again, because some people really don't understand what a great meal this thing is. If you have to, you know, let's say you're a deer hunter, you're going up into a blind, and you're going to be sitting there all day like some of us like to do. What a great thing just to throw in your vest pocket. Your body heat keeps it warm, because that's really what these things were designed for by the Cornish miners. They'd bake them up. The wives would bake them up, and they'd send them away with their husbands, and they'd slide them right down in their vest, and their body heat would keep it warm while they're down in that cold mine.
Kind of wrap it in tinfoil type thing. It's a half-moon-shaped little, almost, you know, for us non-UP people, it's almost like a pot pie. It kind of is, but it doesn't have any sauce in it. It's just got potatoes and rutabaga and some ground beef, or I think they even make them with chicken. Bob just covered his in ketchup, but it, anyway.
Buried it. Just yeah. Buried it.
But
got to have some Hunt's ketchup on it, too. Let's keep some grilling safety tips in mind here. Make sure you're not wearing loose clothing when you're out there grilling. I still see people out there with all kinds of frilly stuff on. And matter of fact, I was watching somebody just the other day, and I finally had to just get up and say, you're inches away from catching fire every time you do this. And the lady was shocked.
Yeah.
But you don't want to see a human torch out on the deck. Make sure you get yourself some nice tongs. I went to D&W the other day and found some really nice stainless kitchen tongs, the long ones. Way better than a lot of this barbecue accessory kits that you get, because they're goofy, you know.
It so much is. I have some really good friends that live on Murray Lake and have been over and grilled at their house a few times for them. And Judy and I will go over there. And he had those grills that got the little D, the tongs, rather, for his grill. It had the little D on the end.
Yeah,
the little
wire
thing.
Grandma used to use.
Yeah, you can't hold on to anything. You're dropping stuff. They're slippery. They got to have a little bit of serration on that blade so you can get a hold of whatever it is you're grabbing with your tongs. So, you know what? They're $8 at Spartan stores. You can find them in the, you know, the kitchen hardware aisle. Go grab a pair of those. It's well worth the investment. You're not going to drop your meat when you're working with it on a grill.
And, you know, it is a tailgate show, but we're also covering wild goose and wild turkey. If you have any great recipes like that, and if you're going to take them to tailgate, hit us on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/TheGrillingGuys, and let us know what you're going to be taking out to tailgate, because I don't know. I love knowing what other people make. I called some buddies around the country here getting next week's show set up, and I said, I want some really good Texas tailgate ideas. Wait till you hear next week what my buddy Danny Skiff down there in Texas does. I mean, they know how to tailgate.
Yeah, I got a guy in our last segment today that we're going to talk about some of that, too. He's one of the Kamado Grill guys. He really enjoys cooking on that, and we're going to talk to him about what he makes for tailgates as well. So that'll be cool. That's coming up a little bit later.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. It's a new Cumulus station. We're part of the Cumulus Network now. We're very happy about that, because that's just a great network of stations. It gives our station more financial strength and just a brighter future. So I was in Chicago this week at the National Association of Broadcasters Awards, and that was the big buzz down there. It's like Cumulus, man. They're just marching on and growing, and that doesn't mean a whole lot to all of you, other than the fact that WBBL really just took on a bigger hat, and there's good things coming from that. If you want to follow us on Facebook, if you want to hit our website, it's really a blog. It's thegrillingguys.com. You can send in requests, and Jop or myself will shoot you back an answer. We get people wanting to know about recipes and little techniques and tips and stuff. It's a blog, so your answer is going to be approved and put on there, and then our response will be put on there. So you can go and look at all these old posts that are on there, and you know, a lot of people have the same questions you have, and it's just a good resource. We built it that way, so it's a public resource, so everybody can use it. If you want to follow me, I'm on Twitter at Grillin' Guy. Grillin' Guy on Twitter, and you can read about my wacky antics.
You know, Bob, a lot of our listeners are on their way to their tailgate at that Western Central game down in Kalamazoo, or they might be headed to Ann Arbor for the Michigan Eastern game, and it's easier to grill with gas than it is with charcoal at a tailgate, just because it takes a while to get charcoal going. But one of the things that happens in transit with a gas tank is that the safety belt can be tripped. And nothing can ruin a tailgate quicker than if you can't get your grill fired up. So if you're on the way, when you get there, if you're using one of the regular size, the 20-pounder
tank.
Yeah, rather than the little 2-pounder green ones that and those are great, too, because they're perfect for tailgating. But if you're bringing your big tank with you, you get there, you hook it up, and it doesn't work, don't panic. What do you got to do with that?
Well, you have to disconnect the little valve. You have to, you know, basically take your hose, shut the tank off, and back off your hose until you hear it like, psst, and then go ahead and tighten your fitting back up. Very critical. Make sure that thing's tight, and then slowly turn that tank back on. If the if your burner is turned on in your grill when you open up your tank, you're going to trip the safety switch. Common mistake. Make sure your burners are all shut off on your grill before you try turning your gas on. But, you know, that speaking of that Michigan and Eastern game, I think that's going to be a good game. Eastern sometimes is written off because they've been bulldozed a bunch, but they're building up a team. And I was listening to Hoke the other day, and, you know, I think they're going to go. They're going to be bringing their A game because they do not want to get spanked by Eastern.
No, it's a healthy respect, and that's great. That's a, you know, an in-state rivalry there. They're not too far from each other, the two campuses. So it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, it's like a 30-06 away.
Yeah, our Spartans have to travel down to South Bend. That game starts at 3:30 in Notre Dame. They got the new uniforms now, so that should be pretty cool as well.
I don't know.
No?
That doesn't thrill me.
I don't
that's
know. Aren't they bringing those out for the Michigan game, though?
It's a Nike gimmick. Well, it's a way for Nike to sell more uniforms than they bought in.
Yeah. What was there, 5 or 6 teams? Ohio State's in on it as well.
Yeah.
And they debut them for certain games. I think that we're not going to see those today. We'll see them when Michigan State plays in October. But they did debut them today in the media.
So now everybody's going to go green, and then what do you chant back? Go metal flake? Go, you know, bronze? Come on.
Whatever it is. I understand we're having a little problem getting a hold of Dick Vermeil. We'll try to hook up with him a little bit later in the show, see if Coach can talk to us about his winery out there. He's got some great stuff, and he's got a wine website out there, vermeilwines.com. You can check that out, but we'll have him on the show a little bit later.
That guy runs a million miles a minute. If you've ever been around any guys of his stature, and most of us probably don't get the chance, but I've been fortunate enough to get to know the guy and to watch him move. I mean, I had to up my game. I thought, my goodness, this guy's in his 70s, and I'm only 25.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
I can't move that fast. The guy's amazing. So
when you show up for your tailgate down at one of the games today, myself, I like to appoint a team. I've got a tailgate team. The people roll in. I've got to have a beer guy or a beverage guy. Somebody's in charge of the bar or the beverages.
All right, so are you like Sergeant Schultz?
I tell you what, you got to be organized. The second thing is a grill master. You taught me this, Bob, more than anybody. Some one person has to be responsible for the grill. You can't have multiple cooks in the kitchen, so to speak, because stuff, nobody knows who's responsible for what. Stuff gets burned. It's undercooked. Cross-contaminated, all of those bad things that can happen. So some one person needs to be in charge of the grill. Work it out, flip for it, arm wrestle, do whatever you got to do, but somebody's in charge. You know what? Teach your tailgaters a little bit of tailgate etiquette. You know, stay away from the grill. Don't let the kids run around and get burned. If it's going to get rainy out, you know, you need a tent man. That's one of the first things that has to come up before you do anything is put the tent up. So there's an order of things here. And then somebody else other than the grill master needs to be responsible for all the side dishes, the snacks, the chips, and all of that stuff. Because if you get organized, that thing's going to come off without a hitch. If you got one person doing it all, I tell you what, nobody's having fun, especially the guy that's doing all of it, because it doesn't come off smooth. So delegate the task. It's a great way to pull a tailgate together.
We are the Grilling Guys, and it's just a crazy show about grilling, microbrew beers, and wine. We're on every Saturday. Now in the fall for football, we're bumping the show up to 8:30 to 10:30. But we just have this show put together to tell crazy stories about hunting, fishing, and grilling.
You know what? In the next segment, we're going to try to touch base with our buddy Kenny Peterson from Tabor Hill again. We finally got a hold of him. He's going to be back with us and talk to us about three great wines that he's got for the fall. If we can get a hold of Coach Vermeil, we'll touch base with him as well. Got some great recipes for your tailgate if you're still packing it up. We're the Grilling Guys. We're live at Vicky's Pasty Shop in downtown Saranac. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.